Welcome back to Alabama's Morning News. I'm John Mounts. I'm sitting in for JT today, and I'm joined by one of our favorite guests on Alabama's Morning News from Fox Across America, Jimmy Failla.
Hey.
Jimmy, I know you've been following this just like I have. Recent examples of the media's double standard when it comes to covering the Biden-Harris administration include a very contentious interview last week with NBC's Lester Holt, where he tried but failed to pin Kamala Harris down on whether or not she has or would ever visit the U.S. border. Here's the clip.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, just awful. Now, I have my suspicions, but I'd like to hear yours. Why won't she go to that border?
Well, to be clear, she's more concerned with the perception of the problem than the reality of the problem. And what I mean by that is if she goes to the border, the news cameras follow her, and her own side of the political aisle is forced to acknowledge that there's a serious crisis. You know, we had 180,000 people get taken into custody last month, which is a 21-year high. She doesn't want to draw the attention to the crisis, so they're trying to manage the perception, which is that this is all a right-wing talking point, and it's nothing to be, you know, concerned with. But the God's honest truth is, I mean, if you saw that Lester Holt interview last week, and I know you did, like, that was absurd. Like, you know what she looked like? She looked like a, and I know this has certainly never happened to you or me,
no,
but she looks like a stoned teenager who came home and ran into their parents and didn't expect to have to answer questions. And she had no idea what to do with, like, that nervous tick laugh of hers.
Well, I've never been to Europe either. Yeah.
Like, what, Mom and Dad? I'm not high. Like, I don't know what was going on. It was bizarre.
I don't know what marijuana is. I've never seen it before.
That's funny. I don't do cocaine. I just like the smell of it. So she was very much, you know, like, she doesn't take the problem seriously because she doesn't want the country to take the problem seriously. Like, the next thing we're going to find out is that she's going to go visit on-the-border restaurants. You know, the Mexican restaurant chain. She's never going to the border, like, period, you know. And Biden, and that's why he put her in charge of it, is because he knows it's such a political liability. He wants nothing to do with it.
And I think that's the thing they're worried about, the media is worried about, is they might have to replace that B-roll they have, you know, from, like, 2015 with the cages that were actually Obama's cages, that they might have to then have new pictures of cages with Biden's cages. And they don't want that. They'd rather go ahead and just, let's just go with the narrative. This is still all Trump's fault, Trump's problem. And there really is no problem now because Trump's not there anymore.
Yeah. And to be clear, under Biden, they're not called cages. I believe they're like a migrant resort and spa. You know, it's the same facility. But it's amazing how the media does that. Like, that's the thing. Like, if Biden cared, he should just finish the wall, because the media would call it like a family safety structure or something. They wouldn't refer to it as a wall under Biden, and he could solve the problem. You know, but again, they're not serious. Kamala's a dope. If her job last week, though, you got to think of it this way. If the vice president's job is to make the president look better, she did a good job at the border on that, you know, down in Guatemala, because she looked so awful that by default, you know, dopey Biden looked a little bit better. But, man, I've been following this administration like you have. And the one person I really do feel bad for, because I think Joe is, you know, completely out to lunch. I don't think he's in charge. I feel like, you know, everybody has a relative with an elder relative with dietary restrictions. You go out to dinner with them, they tell the waiter, I'll have the lasagna. But then before the waiter can walk away, somebody else pulls him aside and goes, hey, he can't have cheese. Bring him the chicken instead. That's Biden. Biden ran on, I'll have the moderation. And then before the waiter could get away from the table, Pelosi grabbed the waiter and was like, no, he can't have the moderation. Bring him the socialism instead. And that's what's going on, man. And they are wrecking the country. The good news is they're going to be out of power fast. Because nobody's, you know, the people living in the reality they've created don't support it. And that's why you saw a mayoral race flip in McAllen, Texas last week in a city that's 85% Latino. They're living the reality along the border, and the media can't convince them that what they're seeing on the outside of their phone in the real world isn't true.
And that's the problem with liberal policies. They seem good on paper, maybe, but you put them into practice and they just fall apart every time it's tried. Liberalism is a failed idea and it never works.
Ever. I mean, and we've seen it all around the world. We've seen it all throughout history, and it sounds like it's empathetic, but there's nothing empathetic about teaching people to depend on the government. Okay, America was founded on that rugged sense of individualism, that spirit of self-reliance, that, hey, we don't want the government in our lives. that's why we're going to go beat up the British. You know, think about that. We went to war as probably like 55-point underdogs in Vegas. I don't know that anybody was betting America in this matchup, but we won the Revolutionary War because having our own individual freedoms and the latitude to pursue what we wanted, you know, based on ourselves and our ability to get there, it meant that much to us. And it's sad that we're eroding that from people's lives. But that's what this culture of perpetual victimhood is. They want people to believe they can't do it without the government. So, you know, they're more inclined to vote for big government. But remember this, anyone listening to this interview, okay, you might even vote for the left, okay? The people on the left think you're an idiot. They're the same people who put calories on the menu as if we didn't know when we were going to a place called the Cheesecake Factory that it was going to be a little unhealthy, you know?
Exactly. Jimmy, always great to talk to you. And, of course, catch Jimmy on Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla on foxacrossamerica.com. Thank you for being on the show today.
Great stuff, my man.